I'm Jen, she's Lex, and we are the Bored Ass Bachelorettes, because Lord knows these episodes are boring as shit. What are we watching?
Oh,
I don't know what's going on.
Oh my gosh. Jen, how are we making it? How are we making it through these? Because I kid you not, I swear to God, I spent 4 hours of my life watching Bachelor in Paradise this week, and like nothing happened.
Like, I don't, there's so many things that didn't happen, very few things that did that are worth mentioning. And I am legitimately upset that they're forcing us to continue the show until November. Like, genuinely like, upset.
What is there to watch until November? It's just every episode has just been a whole lot of nothing. Like, especially Monday's episode. That really could have been like a 2-line email. Like, honestly.
Yeah, we didn't need a whole episode for Monday. That could have all been Tuesday. Like, if you put Monday and Tuesday episode together and make one episode,
we would have had one great episode.
It would have been
maybe.
Great.
Maybe. Better than what it was before, you know? Together, it would have been better.
Right. So we're talking about episode 6 and 7, I believe, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So episode 5, we saw Sierra self-eliminate. We saw Kira come back to the beach and collect Romeo, and they go on to their happy lives outside of paradise. And we see Pizza Pete took Brittany on a date, then talk shit about her because she didn't want to kiss him. See? So now we are at Rose Ceremony Day. It's Rose Ceremony Day. Actually, we start directly there. And it's the morning, and we kind of see what happens. You know, the girls get ready, they chill, you know, they get to go to the water, but they can't interact with the guy. So I think they let them out in shifts, more than likely. Like,
yeah,
you gotta get them come out here.
This is your time out the cage.
Right? But we start this episode with, like, a sob story from Michael A., where it's just like, oh, you know, I didn't expect Kira to go home. I'm so sad. Yeah. Right. Sierra to go home. I'm so sad. I'm worried that I will, you know, be eliminated. I do want to stay, but I'm worried I won't get a rose. Because at this point, remember, we have like 7 girls and like 50 million men. Like 12, I think 12 or 13 12, guys.
Yeah, there's 12 guys, 7 women. And we have this whole woe is me segment about Michael sending home the woman who was there for him because she was too serious.
She self-eliminated. Let's be honest here. She chose to leave,
but he rejected her. She chose to leave. And then he's like, damn, I'm really not going to go to the next round.
Yeah. And a lot of people are talking a lot of shit about Michael, including Sierra, for reasons that we'll get into, of course, later in the episode. But I will say, I think he genuinely didn't think that she'd leave. I don't think he thought that she would leave at all. I think he thought that she would stay and try to find her person and that they could give each other like friendship roses until that person came down, you know, the line.
Oh, you thought they would be like, oh, yeah, because he was saying I want to be friends. So he thought. Yeah.
So I think he thought that she would stay and that she would still give him a rose, but that, you know, they would just not be together anymore. And not quite how it turned out for him. So this sob story edit. So he's talking to Wells at the bar. And Wells is like, well, what are you looking for? Like, what do you want in a woman? And he gives Wells a list of criteria. And you can see Wells being like, kind of smirking and being like, things change quickly in paradise, right? So to me, that was a very obvious hint that something was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was going to get like a producer rose like Natasha got, you know, last season. I thought he was going to get a producer rose. I thought it was going to be fine. So, of course, we continue with the day. You know, Justin doesn't know where Rose is coming from. Brittany came back from her date with Peter, and she and Andrew are making out. So it's like, okay, Casey gave his rose to Brittany last time, so now Casey has no rose coming up. Pizza Pete obviously has no fucking rose. Shanae's in a love triangle with Logan and James, who is, you know, Aaron's husband. And they don't know which one of them's going home. There's just so many things up in the air at this point. But what's for sure is that Michael A. is not going home and he is getting a rose. Based on what Wells said, I'm like, okay, so he's staying. Mm-hmm. But how? So
exactly.
But how? So we get to the night portion of the date and And then we see Casey talking about, you know what? I'm going to make sure that I get Brittany's rose. How am I going to do that? I am going to create an environment so toxic, a la Sue Sylvester on Glee. I am going to create so much drama that she is going to be thankful to me and give me her rose. What is this drama? The fact that he let Pizza Pete talk shit about her to his face.
And for me, it was like, where's the logic in this plan? Like, I was like, this plan made sense because what are men thinking? What? Like, I don't. Did he think she was going to be like, oh my God, Casey, thank you so much. I love you so much. Here's my rose. Like,
he sure did. That's exactly what was going to happen. And needless to say, that's not exactly what occurred. Now, you may not remember Brittany from Matt James's season, which is the season that she was on. Anna, who ends up getting a love story with fucking Chris Bukowski, for fuck's sake. That's weird as shit. They're together. They're happy to have been together. Sure. Shout out to them.
Anna?
Yeah. She's Anna. The one that's also from Chicago. Blonde girl. Matt James's season.
Anna.
Oh! She's on Paradise last season.
Oh! With Chris Bukowski?
Yeah. They've been together for like a year. And they lived there. Just moved in together, girl. Like,
Where have I been? What?
Clearly nowhere. But anyway.
Go ahead, girl.
Context, right? Chris Bukowski, for people who don't remember, was engaged to Katie Mo from that last Paradise that he was on. He got engaged to Katie. They broke up. It was very bad.
It wasn't Crystal? It was no. Crystal and Chris. No,
it wasn't.
Oh, Chris. The older Chris.
Grandpa Chris. Yes. The one that had the intro with the walker. Katie.
Yes. Sorry, y'all. I say see a lot. I live in Colombia.
A lot of age gap relationship right there. But again, not even going to go there. We're just going to. So Anna on Matt James's season talks shit about Brittany, saying that she was an escort, pretty much.
Yes. That's what that, I mean. Anna with the big teeth.
Yeah, the shot, the man from money. I don't even know if she apologized for that, to be honest. But I mean, that left a horrible taste in Brittany's mouth. They caused Brittany to go home on Matt James' season. There was a lot of stuff that happened around that. So Brittany being in Paradise, and then Casey pulling her to the side and telling her, "Hey, Pizza Pete's been saying you're here for followers." And that, you know, you're just trying to be an influencer. And all you talked about was like Instagram or whatever. And that you're not here for love. You're here for clout. I don't know why he thought that would go well, considering he does know the backstory. He knows what happened with Anna and Brittany. And knows that this is something that she's had to heal from and recover from. That someone talks shit about her like that on national TV. Like, I don't know why he thought that was a good idea, but he did. And he told her. And Brittany, of course, flipped out. She was very angry, very upset. And she wants to confront Peter right away. So she goes down to where Andrew is, and she's telling Andrew's like, what's going on? Tells Andrew what happened. Andrew's like, okay, well, just relax. Like, it's fine. Like, just chill. Like, he's trying to calm her down using horrible words, but he's trying to calm her down. And she's like, nah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to blow his spot up. Because Casey also says that was intention. He wanted her to attack Peter.
For and what? And
then give him the rose.
Producers were like, yes, do this. And you will stay.
Yeah, you know, very wild. So she goes to Peter and she says that let's talk. And he's like, what do we talk about? And she was like, so I hear you talking shit about me. He's like, oh, let's go over here. It was a very quick change in tune. Mm-hmm. And so she's trying to confront him. And we remember Pizza Pete from Michelle's season. You can't confront him. He will never be confronted.
No, and especially on something like this, followers and clout, why do they even, like, for me, it's like, why do they even bother? Because if anybody is on there for followers and clout, it's fucking Pizza Pete. it's like, why would he, first of all, why would he say that? Because that's basically like,
he's throwing stones and hiding his hands, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And second of all, I understand why she confronted him. And I'm actually really happy she confronted him on this, because I feel like we missed out so much of Brittany's personality when she was on Matt James's season. So it's like refreshing for me to watch her, because it's like I'm watching somebody completely new. This is Brittany is basically fuck around and find out. Like, you fuck around with her, you gonna find out. She's not gonna sit in the corner and be like, oh. Like, she's going to be like, nah, we need to talk. What are you saying about me?
And, you know, I think it was a mistake. That. I think it was a huge mistake. because
I mean, it
didn't change.
Was, but.
It didn't change anything for her. She didn't feel better getting it off her chest because he's not the kind of person who can be confronted, which is what they were trying to tell her. Like, listen, like it doesn't matter what you say or what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so all she did was piss her own self off by trying to talk to this man. And we can say that because we have experience watching how he deals with conflict on previous seasons, right?
Right.
But also,
like we knew it was.
But also, giving him more screen time.
And
that like too. That's all you're doing is prolonging his storyline. If she had just ranted about it, like to Michael or whatever, like you know anyone else,
mm-hmm.
and then they just ignored him, he would have gone home regardless. So there would have been no room for grandstanding on mm-hmm. his part, you know. But all this conflict allowed him to exit the way that he wanted to with a grand.
I know, with the way he... But, I mean, he didn't... I mean, I was going to say he doesn't look good. Like, this show definitely didn't make him look good whatsoever. But white men don't need to look good on these shows, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he didn't look good on Michelle's season, but somehow he was here, you know?
Somehow he made it. He was wanted enough to come on Paradise, came on Paradise. Mm-hmm. Don't look good on Paradise, but I know somehow... He's going to get another opportunity from this.
Yeah. And there's some allegations going around in his personal life about some inappropriate conduct with younger people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's true or not. I can't say. There's a lot of weirdness and oddness in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is that anybody under 20 is a child.
Yeah, like, that's what I was gonna say. Like, regardless, if you're how old is he? He's 20. He's
27.
Yeah, if you're 20 in your late 20s dating people under 20, it's kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
so suspect.
That's what I'll say about that. Like, mm-hmm. whether this person is as young as they say she is, or in the age range that they might be. It's like let's just not do that.
Yeah.
So, of course, he gets confronted by Brittany. Casey is rocking on his heels in the corner like, oh, my God, this is so stressful, right? So that's number one. Then Jill goes over to back up Brittany because, you know, Brittany had Jill's back when mm-hmm. Kira and Jacob were talking last episode. So now she's mm-hmm. here like, yeah. Like, so it's getting angry. It's getting loud. Peter's pretty much like, you're a waste of time, Brittany. Like, fuck you kind of shit. Jill's like, how could you? Genevieve mm-hmm. shows up. She's trying to start something with him now, too. And then... all of a sudden, there's a commotion to the back with these ladies. And we see that Casey has released himself from his mortal coil. I'm kidding. His geriatric knees gave out and he passed out. That's what happened. So
he was the geriatric millennial and passed out on the beach.
Yeah. And the way that he fell, I guess, was not great because apparently he broke his ankle in three places. Yeah. Like, pins. He hasn't walked in 4 fucking months. Okay.
Wow.
Pins, screws, the whole 9 yards. You don't see it on the show, but that's from his Instagram stories afterwards. So the reason they asked, you know, of course, medic comps. It's like, oh, hey, you know, mm-hmm. do you know where you are? Do you know what's going on? He was like, yes, I'm in Mexico. Da, da, da. So he remembers what happened, more or less. So they're like, oh, he had a seizure. And I'm like, I don't think it was a seizure. I think he just passed out from heat exhaustion and stress. Like, he had a panic attack and passed out. You know, that's what it looked like to me. Again, only seeing clips of what occurred, but this is what it looked like to me. I think he
honestly,
just...
I feel like somebody told him to do it, honestly. Because a geriatric millennial leaving the beach in an ambulance is just a little too perfect for me.
A little too perfect.
But yes, so Casey ends up leaving the beach on a stretcher in an ambulance. Right before that commotion was going on, the women were actually telling Peter to leave the beach. Did you catch that? They were telling him, like, they were you're not gonna get a rose anyway. Like, you need to leave.
Yeah.
Right now. Like, basically.
I mean, there's 7 of us and none of us are going to give you one.
Yeah, they're like, none of us want to give you our rose, so you might as well just get out of here now. So Peter, and then, you know, he eventually decides to leave. He gives this whole big up to the
guy. That's not what happens, though. Remember, so there's a scene where after the women walk off to find out what happened to Casey, then Peter's talking to Aaron. And then we see Aaron and Peter talking. We don't hear what Aaron says. Aaron says in his tweets that he was actually, like, telling him to shut the fuck up and leave, more or less.
Of course.
And that's what he says. I don't know if it's true or not. We don't see it. And then we see Jacob, the Leo in his ITF talking about how Peter needs humility. And I was like, you got a white Leo man telling you that you need
telling
humility.
Telling you to be humble.
Is that not
when you have a Leo telling you to be humble?
So I think Jacob talking to him is what really, really, I think, led to him leaving. Jacob was just like, no, like, you shouldn't be here. Like, you need humility. You need this. You need that. And then Peter leaves with his, I'm not even going to repeat what his send-off was, but he plugs his pizzeria. He leaves.
Yeah, and he says,
that's
good
all
morning.
We need to know.
Basically.
He says, good morning. Jacob is like, he's an idiot. That means good morning.
Yes. Exactly. Bigs up his pizza place, the guy who was accusing this woman of being there for clout, bigs up his pizza place before he leaves. And then, the beach returns to the semi-normalcy. Brittany and Andrew have their little moment where they make up and kiss or whatever. Because Andrew was legit. I feel like Andrew, you were right. Andrew was warning her because he knows. He knew Pizza Pete. So I feel like he more than anyone would be like, chill. Like, don't even bother talking to him.
Yeah, I think that Andrew's like, seeing how this. No, they weren't. Andrew was on Katie's season. Pizza Pete was on Michelle's season.
Why do I keep mixing up those seasons?
I don't know.
Pizza Pete was on Michelle's season.
Correct. Yeah, remember? Yeah, Will, yeah. Brandon, whatever. All those things.
Yes.
So I think there's a lot of things there. I think Andrew was that easygoing, like, don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. Let's just leave it alone. And Brittany is like, let's fight about this right now. We got to get this out of the way. So, I mean, them reconciling was cute, I guess. So we already know where the roses are going. The only rose that's up in the air is Shanae's rose.
Right.
And both, Logan did a little date for her the day before. She was, kissing up on Logan on the beach. Mm-hmm. James did a little thing for her because she loves shrimp. Calling back to, that shrimp.
Whole shrimp gate thing.
Whatever. Fixing that up for her. And she's kissing James on the beach. So that's the only rose that's up in the air right now. Mm-hmm. Every other rose is accounted for. Like, we already know where all the roses are going. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, a vision comes down the steps. A white woman in a navy dress with blonde hair comes down the steps. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Volpe, the person I've been telling you that Michael's a better fit for. So
true. You were telling me that.
I've been saying it. I was like, this makes more sense to me. So she comes down the steps and it's like, oh, Michael's excited. Michael and Danielle have history of DMing and stuff like that because Danielle lost her fiance several years ago. Michael is a widower. So they're able to bond over being on this reality TV show and also being widowed, in a sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're also in the same age range. I think Danielle is 36. Mm-hmm. I think Michael is, 38? So it's, it's a better match age-wise as well. And, he's excited to see her. She's really only there for him. It's super obvious. She doesn't give a fuck about any of these children because all these other guys on the beach are children. Like, let's be honest, they're in their 20s. Basically. What is she going to do with that?
She walks in and immediately Michael's like, all right, let's go talk. And it's just not even a glance at anybody else. It's just oh, it's them too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so we find out from Wells' tweet after the fact that he told Michael that she was coming, that he had someone for her, that had someone for him. And he went up the steps and welcomed Danielle into paradise. And then she came down the steps.
Stuff
that's missing. Context-wise, it's missing, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the argument. People are like, oh, Michael knew Danielle was coming, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he did not know before he broke up with Sierra when she was coming. Mm-hmm. So there was no way for him to know that unless he was told directly. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't have done this poor me edit at that time if he knew for sure that he was going to be saved. Mm-hmm. He didn't know he was going to be saved until after he talked to Wells. So I think that he broke up with Sierra, nothing to do with Danielle. I think he just broke up with her and expected her to stay to still give him the rose. Mm-hmm. And, was expecting to hopefully see Danielle as hopefully she would come down next. Hopefully she, whatever. Same like how, Ivan dated several people wanting to see Alex Cava. There were several people on the last season of Paradise who were dating other people hoping for someone else. We're not talking about Brendan and Piper. That's a whole different situation. They were actually in a full-on relationship. Let's not pretend, okay?
Yeah.
But so for me, it wouldn't have made sense for him to break up with Sierra before the rose ceremony. That would have been fucking stupid.
Yeah. Unless, oh, see, that's the thing. Like, I feel like he kind of knew. Like, I don't think he knew Danielle was coming then, but I feel like he knew he would be saved. It's just the way that production, like, protects him. I feel like he knew that if they let Sierra go, they had a plan to keep him. So I feel like at the back of his mind, he was like, all right, like, there's a plan, right? You know, as it got closer to the rose ceremony, I feel like he was like, there's a plan, right, y'all? There's a plan, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then said, the plan was revealed.
Yeah, like I said, I think at the time of breaking up, he had no idea. I think the rose ceremony day is the day he found out.
Yeah,
I think he found out that morning. That, like, mm-hmm. okay, there is something that's going to happen.
Yes, there's something. Like, I'm going to stay.
Yeah, but I don't even think he knew specifically it was her. I think maybe he thought it was going to be more than one woman brought down the steps, mm-hmm. right? Because he lost. Because Teddy walked out and Kira got eliminated from Brit 4. And, you know, Sierra walked out.
So he probably thought,
okay, they're bringing down two new women. Like, mm-hmm. it's going to be great. I'm going to be set regardless, right? Two of us will be fine. Casey's gone. Fuck Casey. You know, Peter's gone. Peter. You only have to worry about Logan / James, Justin, mm-hmm. and him. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so he probably thought there's going to be two more women and we will be fine. But so that's my thing. I don't think he knew specifically it was her at that point.
Yeah, I don't think he knew it was her either, because he looked way too surprised.
Yeah.
For him to like expect it to be her, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Also, I feel like they were fully in a relationship. Like, maybe it was an online relationship, maybe they haven't seen each other in person, but I fully believe these two have been talking for a minute. Like, I don't think they had just started talking at all.
Oh no, like, I don't think they never even made you pretend they just started talking either, by the way, because in the show when they ask like, how do you know each other, she tells exactly like what you start talking to him. Like,
she does, but she does the extra coupley thing, which is like when someone's like, oh, how'd y'all meet? Like, they do the extra coupley thing, which one looks at the other and they're like, you want to tell it or should I? And that told me everything I need to know. I was like, y'all are in a fucking relationship.
What's that? I think there were feelings. I think that nothing had happened. I don't think they ever met in person. I think nothing had happened. They're probably like, you know, kinkied up on the phone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Booed up over FaceTime.
But there was no real, we're in a relationship. It's not like Brenda Piper, where they went to visit each other and they were seen in person canoodling, even in Us Weekly. Okay, I genuinely believe this all happened online, and there was no like definitive, we're definitely doing this or not. This was like a. It would be, I guess. Let's see, because Daniel's a Scorpio, right? So in my mind, as a Scorpio woman. Wait, is that a Scorpio? I think she is. I gotta double check that. But as a Scorpio woman, I'm like, we're not dating until I say we're dating. So.
Oh, you're one of those.
What until I say we're dating? So we are just friends. Yeah, but you have sex. Okay, we're still just friends. Yeah, but they love you. Did you hear me say I love you back? Then we're just friends. So I think that there is like, there's definitely some intimacy there between them, but I think also it's kind of weird to be like, hey, we met because I'm a widow and he's a widow and I reached out to him over widowing. You know, I think that also was part of the, should you say it? Like, how do we want to say this conversation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess you know. So, yeah.
Oh, but anyway, this question doesn't happen until later about why. But there's definitely something between them. I'll say there's something between them.
For sure.
But they were not actually in a relationship and had never met in person. That's my stance.
Okay. And my stance is they never met in person, but they were fully in a relationship. Yeah. That's my stance.
But in a relationship, would she not have been pissed about the whole Sierra situation?
That's true. That's true. He was booed up on the beach with Sierra. So,
yeah, like I said, that's why I'm like, ugh. Danielle wouldn't
some
stand for that.
To do.
I mean, well, we saw Brendan had some serious planning to do when Piper showed up.
That's true.
So anyway, fast. Moving forward. Right,
moving on.
Right. So that's the surprise. Is it now an eighth woman? So it means there's 8 rows on the table. Justin knows he's going home. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Casey's already gone. So it's really just between Logan and James at this point to find out who's going home. Rose ceremony happens, falls exactly as I expect, because the promos already told us who was going home and that it's James. Mm-hmm. So-
exactly. We knew Logan was going to stay. So James and Justin leave and let like, well, that was like we expected. And then the next day, Danielle gets a date card. She asks Michael, of course. They go on a date. I forget what their date was. I didn't even write down what their date
was. A catamaran.
Yeah. Honestly, I completely tune out when Michael A is on my screen now. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm not interested. It was just Danielle coming, like Sierra leaving and then Danielle coming. And it was just like, que conveniente, que conveniente. And Sierra also was like, this is convenient. You know, like she seemed kind of slighted. And I can honestly see why, because she was just there like, yeah, you know, I want to be with you. And he was like, eh. And then Danielle comes down and she's like, yeah, I want to be with you. And he's like, yes. You know, like not like meet like heavy, heavy. Yes. Like, but you can tell like their caliber of relationship is more serious than any of the other Paradise relationships. But the whole time yeah. he was kind of like, oh, you know, shying away from serious just to find out he had been kind of serious with this woman. So it kind of left the sour taste in my mouth. I was like, I don't really care about Michael A. I don't care. I don't really care yeah. about this date. You know, mm-hmm. it's all right. Y'all have fun. Good luck.
Oh, see, also how I know that they never met in person, he is so awkward with her in public. He is so awkward with Danielle. He's really like
he's
awkward
as a person.
No, but like, look at how he was with Sierra, where like they were always next to each other, like touching mm-hmm. all those things. Like even on like on the catamaran, where you would think, oh, she gave him the perfect opportunity to kiss her, and he didn't take it.
Really?
Like, she was like, oh, what are you thinking? What are you thinking about right now? And he said something like stupid, and she was like, oh, he's like, why? Why do you ask? Like he realized like something's off, and she's like, it's okay. It's fine. You know, like the moment has passed kind of thing. Like, you know, and I'm like, dude, she laid that up. Like you had it. I was like, so what are you thinking? And she's looking right at you and she's giving you the eyes. And you're like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about corn. Pretty much. Like, you know, I'm thinking about Ohio. Like, dude, come on. Come on. Like, relax. So, you know, their little date was whatever. It's fine. The most important thing that happens on their date is that split week begins.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they're on the date and Jesse comes and says, okay, all the women have to leave Paradise right now, and brings in five new women. So it's Florence, who is from Bachelor Australia. You have Kate, who is from Clayton season. You have Jesenia, who remember from Matt James' season and also the last season of Paradise. You have Sarah Hambrick, I think also from Clayton season. And who is that other person? Eliza, also from Clayton's season. Yeah. And so when Eliza walks in, Rodney lights up, but has to immediately lock it down. Because remember, Lace has given him the rose.
Mm-hmm.
Lace have a thing. So it's like, oh, you know, ugh, all right. And all the women are immediately pissed off. They're very stressed. They're very upset. They storm off to their quarters. They're sobbing. They are crying. Serene says, I should ask Brandon to leave right now because he would leave with me. Brandon did a TikTok, I think, or like a reel today, by the way, with that, where he plays that clip and then you see him running along like with his faces by the pool. Hilarious.
That's hilarious.
And here's my thing. But Serene did not ask Brandon to leave with her. Why? Mm-hmm. It's all about the fucking money. Let's not lie. They get paid to be on Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
If you were so in love and you so wanted to leave right now, you could have fucking left.
You could have fucking left. And this way to get a free engagement ring. So
correct. Correct. You know, they get thousands of dollars for their participation on the show and they get a free engagement ring when they get engaged at the end.
Yeah. So that's why I would stay. Honestly.
Yeah. I'm like, so don't be telling me like, oh, well, you know, if we wanted to leave, we could. You don't fucking want to leave.
No, you don't.
You want the free vacation. Mm-hmm. You want the money and you want the ring. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you want the a publicity of making it to the end. You're not leaving. They're like people's favorite couple. There's no way in hell they were going to leave.
And production wasn't going to let them either. They exactly. let Teddy leave because Teddy wasn't playing by the rules. So, you know, like whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So these five new women come in. The other women freak out, crying, screaming, throwing up. Like when I tell you, this reaction was just a bit much for me. I was like, are you all, I guess, and at that point they didn't know that they would also be getting their fun too, but they were just freaking out. And Honestly, like, they were going to a really nice hotel with AC. But freaking out because they couldn't be on the beach. Like, everybody was worried, especially, you know, the Jill and Genevieve, the, you know, hella anxious women who just flare up over dust.
Yeah. Genevieve has nothing to worry about. And that's why it's the most ridiculous. Same thing when Justin went on the date with Victoria F. She had nothing to worry about. She created a universe out of a grain of sand.
And she, always does.
Yeah. Jill, I'm sorry. I think I said this on the stories. I'm like, I don't know if Jill has poor discernment, poor judgment, just, you know, is trying too hard, whatever it is. None of the men that she chooses actually want to be with her. And I understand that she has a complex about this, which we see throughout these next two episodes, that she's never chosen. Think about why that is, Jill. Think about why that is. If you are never chosen, what is the common denominator here? And this is not me blaming you for people mistreating you or anything like that. This is me asking you a genuine question.
About a pattern that has made itself obvious. You know?
So, you know, like, she's like, oh, you know, Jacob and I just started going out, because they did. They just had their date, like, the day before. Mm-hmm. Like, all this stuff is happening. Da, 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 da. I'm like, girl, I mean, it's day six. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, that's my thing. This happens so early and people are freaking out like they have been in relationships for years. And not like just like they've been in relationships, but like they've been in relationships with cheating ass boyfriends for years. That's how all these women are acting. Like, yeah. They've been in relationships with men they can't trust. And I'm just like, if you can't trust a man you just met, why are you so pissed? Why are you so stressed? Like, why? That man wasn't meant for you. That man was not meant for you. Why are you so stressed about it? The only person who wasn't really that stressed was maybe, like, Serene.
Serene had no reason to be stressed.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero. Lace didn't start out that stressed either. Yeah. At first, she was cool.
Well, I think she knew that it wasn't going to go her way, I think. And so, but she didn't see the point in freaking out crying. You know who was the stressed? Victoria F. Because when she got up from Johnny, she was like, if you look into the woman, I'll kill you. And he smiled. So I was like, clearly he likes this. Okay. Johnny knows what's up. Johnny is like, I want her to cut me.
And I feel like she's also not stressed because knowing her, like, if it wasn't Johnny, it would be somebody else. It would be...
It could be any man she wanted. Thank you.
Snap her fingers. She got the next one up. It's okay. It's fine. So that happens, and that's pretty much how the episode ends. The episode ends with the woman freaking out, and then Rodney started talking to Elias. Like, we see he has all stars in his eyes, and as he should. She's a gorgeous woman. I was like, wow.
She doesn't even look real, bro. She looks fucking airbrushed. She looked like an airbrushed dolly. Are you trying to mess a real fucking person?
Right?
I can't believe it.
Like the black Barbie. That's what she looks like, honestly. So excited to see where that goes, because I was not feeling Rodney and Lace.
Listen, I don't think Rodney and Lace are a good match. I'm just happy that Lace had somebody for a period of time.
Yeah.
I want Lace to have her person. I think it shouldn't end badly for her twice. But based on what we've seen in episode 7, I think she's going to self-eliminate. I think she's going to send herself home. So let's
the way it ends.
It feels that way. So episode 7, you know, we pick up with the women being shown around, whatever. We kind of see who the women are going for straight up. Jasenia wants Andrew bad. So she's like, Jasenia's a Scorpio. If she wants Andrew, she's going to go for him. That's the end of that. Mm-hmm. And then you have Sarah Hamrick, who is into Logan. Logan is like, I don't want to do anything because of Shanae. And the guys are like, fuck Shanae. She put you through watching her make out with James for days. Like, fuck this shit. Do whatever you want to do. So that's an up in the air thing. Kate is zeroed in on Jacob. Kate is 33, by the way. And she's like, I'm just here to get some dick. Jacob looks like he has the right dick for me. Let's do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Florence is just kind of there. She's not really doing anything. And we know Eliza and Rodney are actually up paradise for each other. So Rodney came down hoping to see Teddy and Eliza. Those are like his top two picks. Teddy is gone. Eliza is here. You know he's in cloud nine. Mm-hmm. He's fine.
So, yeah, I guess you gave us the biggest rundown of what's going on that beach. Like, that's pretty much all I have.
on my notes too. Well, at the first day, you know, they have a pool party or whatever, and guys start talking to the other woman, blah, 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 blah. But then we go over to the women in the hotel, and they are just having the worst time.
They're at the estate with AC, nice-ass hotel, and a private pool.
Mm-hmm.
Vex them.
And they just have on the saddest, most downest faces.
But then they bring in some men. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, they bring in the men. And the men are Olu and Rick from Michelle's season, Tyler and Norris from Gabby and Rachel's season, Adam, who is Thor's literal body double in Thor Love and Thunder, literally, and Alex Bordy, who is the love of my life, aka Rachel Lindsay's
that man
season,
is so fucking fine.
From Bachelor in Paradise Canada last season, from Bachelor in Paradise, I think 3 or 4, one of them that he was on already. He was also on Bachelor in Paradise Australia. He dated Brooke Blurton on Australia. Brooke turned out, that's when Brooke came out as bisexual.
See.
And actually left the beach because she was into bitches. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, Alex is a veteran at this point. He knows what he's doing.
He knows
fine as fuck.
He knows the ropes.
And I am like, listen, this man deserves to have every woman all over him. And you know what woman is on? Nobody. There is not a single fucking person on Alex Bordy this entire time. There are 3 shots of him in this entire episode. 1, when he meets the woman. 2, when you see him working out. And 3, you see him reading a fucking book next to where Genevieve is snoring her ass off on the pool deck. Like, there's nothing else. And I'm like, how do you let this man slip through your fingers? How? How, Sway?
I felt the same with Olu. It was like so many fine ass men coming on the beach, and these women were just fucking bores, like, just like, oh. And I'm like, no, but even if you are set on the guy that you're with on the beach, you have fucking fine ass men right in front of you. Like, nothing in you wants you to start talking to them, engaging with them, something. I don't know. I find these women were insane, because if I had Alex and Olu around me, girl.
Listen.
Anyway, Shanae understood the assignment. That's all I
Shanae is the bachelorette of paradise. She understood the assignment immediately. She said, let's be selfish. You have to be selfish for yourself sometimes. I'm like, but you were just selfish yesterday. You remember James?
Exactly. You've been selfish the whole time, but you know what?
Go ahead.
Exactly. Show these girls how to do it.
you know who else is unexpectedly selfish? Brittany. After all that shit with Andrew, where it's like, you know, she and Andrew are booed up. Andrew getting pressured, under pressure with Jesenia and her finance. And he's like, I feel like I gotta be faithful to Brittany. And Brittany is like, I haven't thought about Andrew once. Tyler is beautiful.
Right? That's right. So Jesenia's pushing up on Andrew, and Andrew's like, oh, I feel like, you know, I'm just gonna be faithful to Brittany. And I was like, kudos to Jesenia for even trying. But Brittany was like, Tyler's gorgeous. Tyler's fine. And he was fine. I'm not even gonna lie. He was fine.
Yeah. And he's also like a similar age range to her. So it makes sense. They're like, I think they're the same age or something, because she's 25. I think he's also 25 or 26.
Oh,
I mean,
so
Andrew is also in the same age range, but I think also, you know, I'm not going to say it out loud, but you know what I'm thinking about some of these women, okay? Who are fine. So. Where things are happening. Tyler says, if I get a date card, I'll take you on the date to Brittany. Brittany's super excited.
Right.
It's about to happen. It's going to go down. But guess who gets
the
date card?
And they make out, too.
They do.
Yes.
Whoever gets the date card? Fucking Shanae. Shanae gets another goddamn date card. And she takes Tyler, of course. And Tyler says yes, which leaves Brittany feeling salty.
Exactly. I would be salty, too, honestly.
And the date is another tried and true fave of the franchise. Tantric yoga. Tantric couples yoga. That's where we're at. And, you know, Shanae shoots her shot, and her ball lands in the hoop. Tyler and her get, you know, tonguing out in the pool after the tantric yoga. She had him bent over for a while and like downward dog. He was like, I've never had a woman hold me like this before. And in back of my mind, I was like, just peg him.
Exactly. That's why I was like, oh, do you like it? So, you know, they love to do those tantric dates. And it was kind of funny because at the same time they were showing footage of like Logan and Logan being like of two minds because Sarah's into him, but he's kind of like, I don't know. And then meanwhile, Shanae's literally sitting on somebody else's dicks.
Shanae is literally talking about how all her cracks are wet. Okay.
Well then.
Oh my God. So then Sarah on the beach gets a date card and she asks Logan. So
he says yes eventually.
And he says yes. Yes. So both Logan and Shanae go on dates with other people, which is the lead up for this episode. Like, what's going to happen next week with them? And I'm kind of like, it doesn't really matter. They'll be fine regardless.
Don't care. Don't care. Here's what I care about. I care about the fact that Shanae has said all her cracks were wet. And so she sent him to the Boom Boom Room because she wanted to take Tyler to the Boom Boom Room at the estate.
Night, yes, she wanted to take him.
Mm-hmm. It's happening, right? So she, you know, after the date, sits down, ready to talk to Tyler, whatever. Guess who fucking walks in? Tripping. Jill. Jill, the fake main character of the season, shows up. And she cock, when I say there has never been a cock this blocked in life.
I know. She just did not pick up on the vibe whatsoever. Like,
or she did and didn't give a shit because she wanted to create crisis. Exactly. Well, actually, remember, also, Jill is friends with Brittany. So maybe because she knows Brittany likes Tyler, she wanted to cock block the situation for Brittany.
It could be that. It could be that. But my girl Shanae was ready. Like, she...
Yep. Shanae was ready, ready, ready. You are absolutely right. She was fully ready to send on and never hang on, pun that pom pom. She was ready to give it away.
She, like we said, she understood the assignment. Shanae is the only one in this scenario who understands the assignment.
Facts. Facts. So, you know what? Like I said, didn't expect her to be the Bachelorette of Paradise, but I'm going to let her have it because she's the only one working the system the way it was intended to. Like,
We didn't talk about exactly how Jill was cock-blocking. I just saw what I wrote down about her cock-blocking, and she literally starts talking to them and starts crying and telling them about how Jacob and her were getting naked on TV and starts crying about Jacob. And it is just... It just ruined them. I was like, if you wanted to block somebody on a date, that's the way to do it. Talk about this guy you're into.
Yep. Facts. The other thing we forgot to mention is, so remember, this split happens while Danielle and Michael are on their date.
Oh, yeah.
They come back into paradise and... You know, Michael is old. He's like, who the fuck are these women? Yeah. Like, Danielle's like, oh, hello. Like, hi, I don't know you. And like, you know, so the guys, you know, the younger guys are trying to be like, yeah, all the women that you know are gone. These are the new women. The other women are at the hotel or something. Like, but they're fine. And it takes Michael like 50 minutes to wrap his mind around this whole situation. Yes. He's just not comprehending.
He's like, what? He's like, I just left and came back and now there's a whole new cast. Like,
yeah, exactly. No idea. And this also lends the thought that Danielle was supposed to come down in Casa Amor to break up Sierra and Michael. And that the reason why they didn't let Michael and Danielle do split week is because it was supposed to be like this anyway.
Yeah, that's what I feel too, honestly. Like, and they probably just got somebody to sub in. Oh, no, not sub in, actually. But yeah. But it makes sense. It makes sense.
So that's not the part of the process, right? So all this is happening. The things that you need to know. Sarah takes Logan on the date. Mm-hmm. They do end up kissing. It ends up being, you know, a great date. Justenia sets up something sweet for Andrew, like a little heart-shaped pizza. Apparently they bonded over rom-coms. They end up kissing. When I say, like, listen, Andrew lifts her up, fling her upon him body, and step underneath the rain shower and lay some on her.
Wow, laid that tongue on her. I missed that.
Laid that tongue on her, baby. Like, he was putting, if you could fuck with your mouth only on someone else's mouth, he was doing it.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
Okay.
Kate and Jacob, before all these date things were happening, they were hanging out. They end up, you know, wet grinding in the pool, I guess.
Yes, and that woman was all over him.
Listen, like white on rice. Mm-hmm. And he even says, like, let's chill out for a second, like, before we get out of the pool. Because he doesn't want his erection, I guess, to be on camera. And I'm like, fair. Because, I mean, y'all were really putting it down. But I got to say, most uncomfortable kiss I've ever seen. Like, it looked really uncomfortable. Yeah. Ugh, it was a little...
It was a little, I think that's why I didn't like watch it too hard, because it was a little like, it was, for me, it was a little like, oh, do I need to be seeing this? it was like step before the bedroom type of.
Yes, exactly. So that's happening, you know, and then Rodney gets a date card. Now remember when Rodney arrived in Paradise, he had a date card. He mm-hmm. wants to take Teddy. She had self-eliminated, so he gave his date card up to hang out and get to know everyone. Mm-hmm. So he gets a date card again, finally. He takes Eliza, of course. It is fantastic.
Yeah, a nice dinner date, yeah.
They've been making out since the first, like, hour, actually. So really, this is just a continuation of that time. So while all this is happening, you know, Victoria F. and Serene are quite fine in Paradise. At the estate. Genevieve mm-hmm. is stressed and, you know, crying at the estate, even though we hear from Aaron's mouth directly talking to Danielle Maltby that he gave Genevieve assurances and that he's not going to do anything with anyone. Mm-hmm. The three faithful men of the beach are Aaron, Brandon, and Johnny. They're not doing nothing with nobody.
Aaron, Brandon, and Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny wasn't flirting with somebody?
Nope.
He wasn't. It was just Jacob and Logan.
Jacob, Logan, and Andrew. Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So Johnny really took Victoria's threat seriously.
Listen. Johnny cannot wait for Victoria and him to have knife play sex, okay? Johnny is like, my one tire just stabbed me. Right? Stab me same time. Right? Johnny is happy where he is at. He knows he has it good where he's at. He's not trying mm-hmm. to go nowhere else. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, remember, people are on dates. All this stuff is happening. Lace says, I can't go on like this. I need to know what's going on with Rodney. Mm-hmm. So she goes back to Paradise. Production mm-hmm. drives her back to Paradise. And she comes down. Yes, they can. She comes down the steps and everybody's like, oh, shit. Because Rodney's on a date with Eliza. Everyone knows Rodney and Eliza been making out and that they're due back any moment.
Pretty much.
So she goes to the guys like, hey, where's Rodney? And Brandon's like, yeah, but where are the other girls, though? Like, where? He just wants to know where Serene's at. Like, did everyone come back?
Exactly. Or... That's his first thing, because he sees her and he's like, where are the other girls? Did everyone come back? Is this like all the girls coming back?
And so
she's like, shut up. It's just me.
she's getting really irritated because it's obvious the guys are trying to force her to leave by pressuring her to ask her, like, about the other girls, all the other stuff. Mm. She just wants to talk to Rodney. So she's asking them, what's Rodney doing? And they're like, I think that's Rodney should talk to you about that. Like, I think Rodney's on a date right now. He'll be back soon. Like, you should talk to him about that. They're not trying to give up that Rodney and Eliza been pretty much married since the second she showed up, right?
But she is kind of devastated to learn that he's on a date. She's like, oh, he's actually on a date.
Yeah, she's crying. Michael A. comforts her. Like, it's a really sad moment for Lace. And mm-hmm. I know for her, it's hard to trust. And the thing I hate most about her showing up is Wells making fun of her. Like, oh, Hurricane Lace is here. You got to batten down the hatches. She's going to flip out when she finds out about this whole thing with Rodney. And I'm like, I don't think having an appropriate emotional reaction is flipping out. like Wells and all of the people have been painting her so badly this whole season.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I mean, especially because Wells knows her. He's been talking shit about her since the second she showed up. I hate this. Mm-hmm. I hate everything mm-hmm. about this. And I'm like, they're like, oh, well, Lace is going to flip out. Lace is going to freak out. Lace is going to break shit. Lace is going to, you know, whatever, whatever. I'm like, you haven't seen her do any of that yet. What exactly. are you even talking about?
He's actually acted very reasonable ever since, because when they told her Rodney was on a date, they didn't say he was with who he was with or anything, but they just told her, like, he was on a date. Genevieve or Jill would have started throwing up, like, immediately, you know? But Lace was just like, oh, okay.
And silently crying and just, like, obviously she's going through it.
You know?
And that's why I think, like, Michael tried to comfort her at least and, like, be whatever. And then... I think, who was it? One of them was going to start telling her something. And Andrew was like, you should talk to Rodney about that. Andrew cut in, like, you should talk to her. And all the guys were like, right, you should talk. Because, I mean, they feel bad for her. Mm-hmm. They feel bad for her. They can see how emotional she is, how upset she is. Right. Rodney and Eliza come down the steps holding hands. Lace sees this.
They're
Eliza's
hold
girls.
On. Before Lace even sees them, Rodney literally says to Eliza, "There's no one else I'd rather spend this night with." And I was like, oh.
Yep. But here's the thing, too. So Eliza's friends are peak. What do they do? Mm-hmm. The second they get to the bus stop, they're like, hey, girl. They snatch her away from Rodney. Yes. Tell us everything.
Desenia was up in there. She was like, hey, come over here. Come tell us about the date. Like, just snatch that girl out of the situation. I was like, you know what? Her friends care about her.
Her friends care. And then so Rodney comes out. He hasn't really seen Lace until, like, he gets down towards the beach part. And he realized, this shit, Lace is here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's still smiling, and, you know, she's like, let's go talk. He's like, yeah, okay, let's go talk. Because he thinks it's going to be a great conversation. And I'm like, you came back smiling like another one's boom, boom. How is this going to be a great conversation?
And she saw them together. Like, yeah. He has to know she saw them together. So come on, sir. So they leave us on that cliffhanger, basically, that Rodney. And so, I don't know, for me, for this episode, I could have done without 95% of this episode. Like, Lace coming back on the beach is always one I was like, oh, this is drama. Like, and that was about it.
Yeah, I cared about that. So, and I cared a lot about who the people were for split week. I was expecting more engagement to happen. And so next week, we see the preview that Alex Bordy gets her date card and he takes Victoria F.
Oh my God.
He picks her little body up and takes her out. And I'm like, why can't it be me? Why is it never me?
Fine, but finally, we get to see more of him. Damn, like, since he came on screen, like, all night, I was like, but these girls, let me tell you, these girls are so fucking boring. Like, I have not seen a more boring group of women. Like, in the ones in the hotel. It's like, what are y'all doing? Like, this is just, all they're doing is laying in bed. And I'm like, I do that all day. Like, what are you?
Listen, I hope that they give the new girls a chance to get to know the new guys. So there's an opportunity for more roses, right?
Like, they all come together.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, but I know it's not going to be like that. I know it's going to be like Casa Amor style, where it's like, you know, you choose if you want to stay with your old partner or new partner kind of shit.
Yeah.
And then that person goes home.
I think it's going to be like that too. But in Love Island, they did develop it to a place. Or one season, it was a place where it was like, okay, everybody's just coming together. And then, like, everybody had a chance to mingle. So I kind of hope they do at least for one day and then do a rose ceremony. But I don't know.
Yeah. Because I think that Lace would be a good fit with one of the other guys if she actually gave them a fucking chance.
Definitely. Like, she needs to give them a chance. Brittany needs to give them a chance. Honestly, well, no.
Brittany
wants
Tyler. So Brittany and Tyler are a done deal to me. I don't think Shanae was ever going to get Tyler to sleep with her. I don't think Tyler was going to do it. Because I think once Shanae said that she was in something with Logan, I think Tyler kind of was like, this is fun, but it's never going to be my girlfriend.
Yeah. But honestly, all of them need to give these guys a chance. But yeah, especially Lace. Because if she's going to find somebody, it's going to be in that new set for sure.
God, I hope Jill goes home. I hope so bad that Jill goes home.
Girl.
So bad.
Me too. Her and Genevieve, but you know, they love them. So
Genevieve is gonna stay for sure. Because she and Aaron are a solid couple or whatever.
Yeah, Aaron, I have seen this trait in Aaron where it's like he'll kind of just lock it down with the first woman available and then that's it. No flipping around unless, you know, it's for screen time. Because I feel like he's like, you know, James is here, or like, I got James. I don't need to I need to look. I got James.
You know, but now James is not there. And oh, yeah, it's Genevieve. There. So, I mean, so, I don't think Aaron's a bad person. Let's just contact. I don't think Aaron's a bad person. I just don't like him.
Same. I don't like him as a character on this show. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, not in real life. Like I said, we don't know these people in real life. Yeah. The ones that we do know, we do like them, right? But, like, all this other stuff, is just they're just characters. And so we cover this show talking about the character of the person, like the person they're portrayed to be on TV. This is not a value judgment of who they are in real life, just for context.
Mm-hmm. I keep talking about behind the scenes tea. Then.
Yeah, exactly. I keep having to say this because I don't know if you saw the stories where I talked about this person who accused me of shitting on Michael because he's a widower. I talked about the sob story Michael was getting. And stop edit Michael was getting, and I was talking about the fact that he was saying, "Woe is me, I won't get a rose." And this person immediately assumed that I was dumping on him for being a widower. And
child,
thinking
what
that
does
he's
that have to do with anything?
Like, I mean, even the context of the stories would tell you, but the person did come back. They apologized. They were like, you know, I was quick to jump the gun there. You know, I assumed you meant one thing when you meant another. A lot of people have been dunking on him and saying whatever. And so she was feeling defensive of him. And I was like, I get that. But like, also, if you agree with everything else I've ever said on the show, on my commentary of the thing, like looking at the history of my posts and you agreeing with them, why would you think in this one instance I would be talking shit about Michael?
Right. Exactly. You know, or not just saying facts. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I got there. Like, there are a lot of people out there who are like Michael defenders. Like, it's like you can't say anything bad about him. Because then there are people going to be like, oh, he's a widower. He this, he that. Da, 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 da. And it's like, okay, but Michael A. is a person. Like, nobody is 100% wonderful all the fucking time.
Correct.
We can Correct. Call out shitty behavior. It's fine.
Facts. Facts. And so I would never, like, we see him, if we see him saying atrocious shit, we're doing atrocious shit, like, it's never going to be like, oh, yeah, for he didn't mean it that way. You don't know him the way
exactly.
I do. I don't know this man at all.
Exactly. Like, where do I get off defending a white man?
I don't know this man at all. Like I said, I based on the story arc that we are seeing on the show, this is all that we could talk about. And it's very obvious the show is carefully crafted to create certain narratives.
Definitely.
And
definitely. I don't think I've noticed it as much as this season. Like,
yeah,
other
this season's
seasons,
done it really bad.
Yeah, other seasons, like, they could get away with it. But this season, it's like, okay, like, some things are just a little too crafted, a little too convenient, a little too fiddled with, you know, like, a little too manipulated. It doesn't feel organic. Not that before it felt super organic. I'm not saying any reality show feels super organic. But this feels even less organic than usual. And I feel like that's why we're so bored. Because yeah. It's so meddled with and predictable.
It's meddled with. It's obvious that everyone knows each other previously. Like, there's not even an attempt to get to know new people. Think about how they've been treating Lace off top. Like, who's like a new to them person because she's from an older season. Like, I'm just not a fan of
like
a lot of things.
All the convenient storylines that's supposed to be drama, but it's not really drama because it's so convenient. So, yeah, that's where I'm like, it's like I'm watching a soap opera, basically.
Yeah. Basically. I'm trying to think. Are there any sweet moments from this episode aside from Rodney and Eliza?
Sweet moments. No?
So Rodney and Eliza is it.
Rodney and Eliza. I mean, even the episode before this. Yeah, I can't say I saw it was any sweet moments for me there either. What did Brandon and Serene do? Oh, when Brandon was asking for Serene, that was a sweet moment for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
When Lace came down and he was like, so where are the other girls?
Yeah.
Is everybody with you? Where's Serene?
Are you alone?
How's Serene at? How's Serene?
Yeah. That.
And it was like, that was cute.
That was cute. But let's see. Is there anything else now? Sour moments or everything else? Everything else is sour.
What's your top sour moment?
My top sour moment, I would have to say, is... I don't want to give Jill too many props this episode, even though her dramatics are always a peak sour moment. My sour moment is the fact that nobody was spending time with Alex Vordy, and I could not be there to spend time with that man.
Yes. Like, what? What is wrong with these women? Like,
the women, the original women are my sour moment. Just all of them.
Yes. Oh, they're just...
Except
like,
for
what
Lace.
What is going on?
Except for Lace. Lace is really going through it. So I'm going to give her a pass. But all the other women... who are, you know, they're in my sour moments. Not even talking to these guys. I don't like that.
I'm going to say my sour moment is... I feel like it's all the way all the women are. Just boring and all closed up. Like, this show isn't about sitting on dicks. Like, I don't understand.
The show is exactly about sitting on dicks and engagement rings.
Exactly. It's about doing naked dates, doing tantric yoga with somebody you just met, making out in the pool, and getting engaged. And these women are failing at a lot of these things.
They're failing at a lot of these goddamn things. What is up with that? I hate it.
So, yeah. Any It's Sweet Me moments?
It's Sweet Me when I would say we saw James get sent home.
Yeah, yeah. It did sweet me. It was like, Aaron's boyfriend is gone.
Like, I wanted to feel bad for him. I really did.
But
that was it. That's where it left off. I wanted to feel bad for him.
Every single time James is on D's show, I have zero clue what his actual personality is. Like, he's only ever been shown in the context of, like, Aaron's friend. Like, and level-headed friend. And he's not even that level-headed. Like, so it's like, I still don't know who James is. And I've seen him on, like, 3 shows so far.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's Sweet Me because, like, he went home so Aaron's, like, alone there having to survive, like, on his own. Mm-hmm. Does he know how to do that anymore? I don't know. But I did want to feel bad for James because he seemed to really like Shanae. And I guess.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Sweet Me so much. I forgot about this part. But the girl who is on Jacob. What's her name again?
Kate.
She legit to the camera was like, yeah, I really want a relationship. I just think it's just going to be fun and I'm going to get a rose and go to the next. And I was like, girl, at least you're honest.
I love honesty. Give it to me. I love it. I love
it. She was just like, I don't give a fuck about this nigga. He's going to give me a rose though.
Exactly. And she should be knighted for that. I think she should be knighted for that. I will say I miss Kira on my screen. I miss, if Kira were here, things would be so different.
I know. I wish Kira and Romeo were able to stay so we can see what was going on there. But it perfect transition to our poll. Last time we asked, do you think Kira and Romeo are still together? 67% of you said yes. So I hope they are. I guess we'll find out.
Romeo, Kira, we're still waiting for the tea, for the inside scoop. Mm-hmm. Send us a message. Send us the couple's photo. I want to see it. Let me know what's going on. Are y'all together or not? We need to know. Thank you.
Do you think they're still together? I think they possibly could still be
together. I think they are. Right? I think they are. And I think even if they're not, they're still like very good friends.
Yeah.
So it's not like a bad breakup or anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna say I think they're still together.
Yeah, I think they could be too. And they're cute together. And then I asked what men would you want on Paradise for Casa Amor? And Bess said PJ, Will, and Spencer from Michelle's seasons, Greg from Katie's season, Will's from Becca's season. Very interesting choice.
I mean, Wills is sober and living a whole different life now. I don't think he'd ever come back. Didn't he have a kid as well recently? Or was that Diggy?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Is that both? Wills had the great fashion sense.
Think I do remember. Yeah.
You know exactly who Wills is. Who was the first one? Greg from Katie's season? Barf. Greg, he's not going to come.
I know. I was like,
Greg. He's not going to come.
And then they said PJ, Will, and Spencer from Michelle's season. I forgot about PJ. PJ's fine as fuck.
PJ is fine. Spencer, I think, would have all... I don't know if Spencer would have thrived on Paradise. And that's just because I think he's still like a deep cut in the franchise. You know what I mean? Like, him and Will and PJ are such deep cuts, like, from this recent season. Like, they're not as popular as some of the other guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if the women would have gravitated to them in the same way. Because if we look at the relationships that are happening right now, it's only with the popular guys. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. And they're largely ignoring, like, the other guys. Junkie Brown Butt says, Rick Olu, Dr. Joe, with a bunch of exclamation points, Ethan from Gabby and Rachel's season, Riley, Jordan C. from TNC season.
Who's Jordan C. from TNC?
From who? Tayshia and Claire's season. Oh, Jordan C.
Tayshia.
Jordan C.
Oh, yeah. Jordan has a girlfriend, I believe.
Really?
I think Jordan has a girlfriend.
What is? I feel like Jordan C.
I think Jordan C. is the one with the glasses, skinny, brown.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think. Yeah, we're looking this up just by that Jordan is who I think it is. Because there are two Jordans. I remember there were two Jordans.
There were two Jordans on Tayshaun. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. That is a deep cut.
Yeah, right. So Jordan C was skinny with the glasses, correct?
Oh,
yeah,
so yes. He was very cute. Yeah.
He has a girlfriend. Who else did she say?
Rick, Olu, Dr. Joe, Ethan from Gabby and Rachel.
Ethan from Gabby and Rachel season. He actually made it pretty far in Gabby and Rachel season. He was Asian.
Yeah,
he's an Asian guy.
Definitely, I would love to see more Asian people. There's this Asian man in Love is Blind, but we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that another time. I haven't started yet. I'm starting this weekend, so I will talk about it when I'm caught up.
I can give y'all some overall tea.
So,
And then somebody else said, or did you want to hear more? She said, Rick, Olu, Dr. Joe, Ethan, Riley. Oh, yeah, Riley was the other one she said. Riley and Jordan C. from
Do you think Riley would come back from Paradise? Do you think Riley would come back?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
I don't think so either.
Because he got, you know, he had his fun. He got with Marissa. They were very cute, but I don't know if that ended up working out for him. So, yeah. I don't know if he'll come back, but I will never forget when he walked down on that beach.
All glistening and fine.
Glistening and fine with the hanging earring. It was the hanging earring that did it for me. It's like, ooh, okay. And then Rebecca Bristow said, can we get Damar again? I feel like he didn't get a chance to shine last time. Definitely feel the same.
And he also has a girlfriend. So
he does. Damn.
He does. A lot of these men have partners. So that's why we don't see him.
And then Sarita Whedon said, Olu Leroy, lettuce guy from Michelle's season, had on the plate intro. I love that description.
Lettuce guy.
Pardeep, Ethan, Babatunde, Michelle's Nate too soon, question mark.
Oh, okay.
And David from the season before Michelle, I guess.
Oh, yes, David Scott. David's Jamaican. David, yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This would be, like, the perfect
people
of color lineup. We need people of color paradise. Like,
we do.
Because I want to see nothing but people of color on the beach because there's some fine-ass people out there, like, that I keep forgetting about. Like, David, I forgot about David.
David is hot. I'm into David.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm into David. I'm into Leroy, obviously. But that's Lex's man. So I don't want to date Leroy just for context.
Yes.
That's Lex's boyfriend. I'm not trying to snake her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Spencer is great. I think David would be a great fit. PJ, the mustache doesn't do it for me. That's really what it is. That mustache really ends it for me.
It does it for me.
So PJ's also Lex's boyfriend. Cheers. Who was the other one from that list?
She said, Olu
Nate.
Leroy.
Oh, hold on. You said
lettuce
Nate.
Guy.
Yeah, I do Nate. Think it's a, I think it's a bit too soon for Babatunde to be back on our
screen. Yeah, that would have been a little too soon. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him next season, though.
I mean, I hope he finds love outside of the show. Because I don't really see.
Most likely will.
I can't see him pairing with anyone in the franchise currently, to be honest. So there's that. But
I don't know. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if one year he just came strolling down the beach because he was single. Kind of like a Victoria F move where it was just
like years later.
You know, like, Victoria F. I'm going to get chosen.
Victoria F. dated Chris Soules, I think, before this whole thing even happened.
Chris Soules was a country singer guy, right? The one on Peter's season?
No. That's Chase Rice, I think, or whoever that was. Chris Soules is a former Bachelor. That's the season that Becca Tilly was on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what she was dating?
She dated him for a bit during the, I think, in the early parts of the Panini, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
But yeah, they had a thing. So, you know, she's just single again. So I see Nate potentially dating someone else. And if he gets single again, then he could come down. Like, not next year, but like the year after, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I say give him a couple years. He might come strolling on the beach. Just like a little guest cameo or like for a couple of weeks, you know, just to be like, hey, y'all, remember, I'm still fine and I'm still here. Okay, bye. That's what I see. So yeah, that was Oliver. Thanks y'all for answering our poll and responding to our questions. This is always so much fun when we get to like interact with you.
So I guess we should think about our poll questions and stuff for this week. What do you want to ask the people, Lex? Like, let's decide. What are we asking them this week?
Oh, God. I don't even know. It's just like this. I kind of want to ask people, are they actually interested in this show? Because it's like, I don't know if y'all are actually watching. Are y'all actually watching? That's what I want to know. Are y'all actually watching? I don't mind if you're not watching. I do not mind if you're not watching. We don't mind because we're gonna recover it anyway. But I just want to feel y'all out because I feel like people are just like less and less interested every week. But I don't know. We'll see if it will turn around, or maybe we can ask that. If it turns around, we can also ask that. How do they think it'll turn around if it does, you know?
I think that'd be too vague because there's so much that we don't know and do know about the show. We don't know everyone who's coming down. I think asking if they're interested in watching or will they still watch if it turns around, I think is a better thing. And then for the actual question, like, okay, would you let any of the other, would you let Thor's body double slip through your fucking fingers? Like, that's my real goddamn question.
Yes, yes. Like,
would you fumble the bag with Thor's body double?
Thor's body double. Alex Bordy. Fucking Olu. Doing push-ups. Wait! Like, it's nothing.
Would you fumble the bag with any of these Castle Moore guys? Because, listen, I'm at home and I'm catching everything, okay?
Exactly.
I don't get it. I don't get this. I don't care about Tyler Norris. He's new. I don't give a fuck about that guy. And this is no shade to him. I don't know who you are, dude. I haven't watched seasons with white people on them. Yeah, so like, I'm not caring. But like, come on. You letting these fine men slip through your fingers because you caught up over losers?
Over losers on the beach you just met. Like, it's so weird.
Shanae a real one. Shanae a real one. Like, that's
what I was to say. Shanae is the only one. The only one who understood the assignment. Anyway,
but next week we do see Shanae's villain side coming out next week. So
we do? What does she do next week?
I don't know. She's in the promo, girl. You know, I don't remember the details. I just remember her freaking out and yelling at people. So like, yeah.
I guess we'll see what happens. So yeah, tune in next week for that, I guess, where you can just listen to us. Or, you know, tweet me if y'all are tuning in, because it is a desert out there, girl.
Yes. I am not watching live. I'm watching both episodes on Wednesday. So hopefully we can record Wednesday night so we can have the episode out on Thursday. This episode obviously is out on Saturday this week. Mm-hmm. I'm not sorry. We got lives and we're tired. Exactly. And I just watched it yesterday. I just watched it on Thursday night. Okay.
So. Exactly. She had to watch 4 hours in one night. Like, Jen is the MVP.
Correct. The basically. Champ is here. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You're welcome. I didn't even have to watch a damn thing. I could have just been like, you know what, Lex? I don't feel like it.
Exactly. And I would have watched you through it. And it would have been the exact same thing. So yeah, we're getting through how we're getting through. What else? I started watching Love is Blind today. I watched 2 episodes. I was telling Jen right before this, like, I don't know if it's hitting like the other seasons, but the first couple is very cute. Also, there's this really attractive, rich Asian man on there, like straight out of Crazy Rich Asians. And I'm like, somebody needs to snatch this man up. Needs to snatch him the fuck up because he's a little arrogant, I'm not gonna lie. But he is very interesting. So I was like, ooh. And I'm very happy that we get some more representation on that show. There's also more size representation on that show. So that's good. Still not that many Black people, but... you know, we proceed.
I mean, I tried to follow all the people of color with our IG account. If I miss someone, let me know. I don't know. But I'm excited to see some of the things that are going to come up. I see that there is a Black woman I already have to unfollow because of how she handled the other Black guy. I don't know. Like, I'm just like, you know, the fitness, the yoga, Pilates, instructor, whatever she is.
She's a little problematic. What did she? She did something on...
remember, like, I sent you the clip where Bartiz
is like,
like, can you imagine that you're pouring your heart out to someone about how your parents' marriage failed and how that's affected your relationships and your life? and you hear the person doing jumping jacks.
Doing jumping jacks. And side. I watched that. It's in like the second episode. Yeah. And yeah. I watched that, and it was as awkward as it was in the clip. Like, he was like, what the fuck? Like, so it was like, there's also something else. When you watch it, tell me. Because there's also something else that she says that I'm like, you looking to be kept. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I was like, you're looking to be kept, girl.
Yeah, no. I will definitely keep an eye. Like I said, I'm hoping to watch it this weekend, so... When this episode drops on Saturday, I will hopefully be watching Love is Blind episodes 1 to 4 to see how I feel about it. I've heard mixed reviews, you know, like says it's not really hitting. Someone said I'm not going to continue watching after these 4 episodes. And I was like, cool. So we're getting a lot of mixed reviews here. Mm-hmm. Lex is loving The Mole. Lex finished The Mole.
Oh, my God. The Mole is so good, y'all. Let me tell you, I was never really into like challenge competition reality shows like The Challenge, Survivor, Amazing Race. Like, I was never into those. Like, they were kind of interesting, but they weren't my shit. But when I tell you The Mole is my shit, like, The Mole is so good. Not just because there's physical challenges. Like, yeah, there are physical challenges, but there are also mental challenges. Like, it's so interesting. And the whole idea is that these people are acting like they're spies and they're, like, collecting information on each other and they're doing these spy missions. Like, one of them is, like, they have to rob a bank. One of them is they have to break out of prison. Like, it's the missions they do are so cool. And then there's an added layer of the fact that somebody's the mole and you have to figure it out. And it was not who I expected.
Well,
at all.
I've watched the first 5 minutes of the show. And so I'm excited to see that Dom is on there. Dom actually is like pretty popular on TikTok. So he does like really funny videos using that Luda sound. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Mm. Back again. Luda, that's his thing. Like, and he's like crop tops, nail polish, whatever. And so like there's a funny one he's done about, you know, like, oh, you know, feeling great, you know, whatever, you know, feeling healed, whatever in the world. And then it's like, you know, back again. It's like seasonal depression or like something like that. You know, like, so it's like funny, relatable. That's him. Yeah. So
I'm going to go look him up on TikTok. He was a great person on this show. Mm-hmm. Like, and I saw he even tweeted something because people, I guess, were on him about wearing nail polish or in crop tops and whatnot. And he was like, look, I'm letting go of toxic masculinity. Like, we should be allowed to express ourselves however we want. And I was like, kudos to this man.
Yes, exactly. That is who he is on TikTok. He's great. Mm-hmm. I love him. I was like, oh my God, it's Dom. My friend was like, who? And I was like, the dude with the curly hair, the black guy. She's like, okay. You know him somewhere. I was like, you're not on that side of TikTok, and I am, okay? It's fine.
But yeah, Dom's great on this show. So many great people on this show. But Dom was one of my favorites. It was such a good show. So if y'all haven't watched it, you need to go watch it. It's a great show. Anything else we need to talk about?
Not that I can think of, aside from the fact that my birthday is coming up, and so I expect presents. Thank you. Send money to the PayPal. How else can I afford to buy drinks?
What else do you want? Like, if you could have your ultimate present for your birthday, what would it be?
Ultimate present for my birthday. Okay. Like a luxurious spa weekend.
Ooh.
So like all inclusive, like resort, like massages, mani-pedi, facials, the whole thing.
I love that.
Unlimited champagne, hot tub, all that.
Just
that's what I want.
A weekend of pampering.
Correct. That is what I want. And people would be like, oh, you don't want someone to be there with you? Like, why would I want company? I have my Kindle. Like,
just you, I mean, your Kindle, and a weekend of pampering. You know what? I love that life. Yeah, I love it.
That's exactly what I want. And so if anyone wants to gift this to me, my account is open. Thank you.
Yes, just reach out. Gift Jen a spa weekend. Much needed spa weekend. She's been working hella hard.
Listen, y'all, I don't even want to talk about it. I was like, oh, you're burning the candle at both ends. I'm like, are there ends anymore? I'm like a puddle of wax at this point. I've just been rolling around like in a pot.
Oh my God. I feel like like that was me last year. And I was like, yeah. All right, well, that's it.
That was like last year. Then she fucked off and went to Ghana. And me this year, it's like, unfortunately, I still have to live somewhere and do work. So I be burning the candle on all sides, right? Work, yuck. Burn the candle on all sides, getting a lot of stuff done. But, you know, hopeful that this means that I'll be able to set myself up better for 2023. Mm-hmm. I'm going home for Christmas, which is great. Gonna spend time with the fam, which I haven't for Christmas. Yep. Yay. Haven't been there for a few years for Christmas, so it's going to be great. And then, you know, I was thinking, like, about dating and stuff, and I was like,
oh my God, Jen, we are on the same wavelength.
Like, I was just like,
Like, me, honestly, for me, in a new country, one of the best ways for me to get to know the country is to date. Like, that's what I did in Ghana. I dated a lot in Ghana. I got suggestions from people. I got trips from people. I got ideas from people. And so here, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the same thing here. And it's like, dating sounds like so much work, though. Like, for once in my life, I'm fine not dating. Like, I just don't want to.
I think for me, I have the opposite problem. I'm always fine not dating. It's the dating part. That's the problem.
It's so much work. It's so much energy. It's just, I could do something else.
Yeah. So, I mean, I spend a lot of time at my old job, you know, as a flight attendant. Like, I was in Europe all the time. I was going to all these places, you know. But Thailand, people are like, oh my God, you must, like, date so many people. Like, do you date passengers? And I'm like, ew. Like, all of what you said just sounds disgusting.
The people you have to babysit.
Right? Like, I don't date passengers, number one. Number two, I don't date white people. So going to places like Norway and Sweden and Denmark, they're not the place. Alex Bordy is the exception. Don't ask questions. Okay? And even Rick is kind of the exception. So when Rick posted that, like, he posted that Photoshop photo of, like, him in, like, the Hawaiian shirt, whatever, and someone sent it to me, they're like, is this your king? And I'm like, that's my man. Now I'm gonna stick beside him.
But no, I think Ash Talks Batch was like, since when did Rick have abs? And I was like, you know what? She right. Like, I do not remember Rick having abs.
It's because we never really saw Rick and undressed on Michelle season. But I saw the potential. I told y'all, I was like, eyeliner Rick is my guy. And everyone made fun of me. But here we are now. Mm-hmm. Okay? Y'all are finally on the Rick train. Well, I've been on it. He's not been on me, though. I don't think he likes me like that, so don't worry about it. Remember, I don't actually date people in the franchise.
Exactly. It's all in our heads, people.
It's all in my head. But I think the other thing is just, like, I just don't have, because I'm so busy, because of all this stuff, for me, the idea of taking time out to get to know a stranger, which, oh, it could be great, but it could just be like most other dates, which is a dud.
Yeah.
Taken time and energy to turn myself, my personality on for someone that I don't actually want to ever see again. Exactly. So I'd rather spend time with friends. I'd rather do things I want to do. I'd rather, you know, chill at home with a glass of wine and read my book on my Kindle.
Exactly. That's what I feel. It's not even the stranger part. It's more like I have to get up, get dressed, and leave my house to meet somebody that I don't even know if I'm going to like that. Like, that sounds like a scam to me.
It's a scam.
When I know I would be 1,000% happy at home with a glass of wine.
Correct.
And no strangers in sight.
Listen, a glass of wine, a blunt, a book or just some good music, and I'm set. Like,
and I'm set. I'm having a good-ass time. I don't need to leave the house.
I even thought about listening to Taylor Swift's new album because apparently people love it so much.
She has a new album?
Yeah, it came out today. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. Wow. Mm-hmm. She must not be as popular because when there's a new Taylor Swift album, I don't listen to Taylor Swift at all. But when there's a new Taylor Swift album, it's like, I know So the fact that I didn't know is like, wow, she's flipping.
No, man, the Swifties are still out there. Spotify was promoting it heavily, actually, on their social media accounts, which is very interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
But
not to piss her off again.
Right. So, I mean, I listened to a couple songs and I was like, this is not typical Taylor Swift that I'm used to from the earlier things, but I've never listened to Folklore, so I don't know. I don't know what her new stuff sounds like. So this is my first time listening to anything new by her. So I was like, oh, okay, this is, you know, not really standing out to me in any kind of way. It's just fine. So I figure this weekend or this week, I'm super busy with work starting Saturday. So Saturday to...
When's the 27th?
Whatever day that is.
Saturday, hold on. I will tell you. When is the 27th? Next Thursday.
Yeah, so Saturday to Thursday, I'm like hella busy with work. Like, no days off, no breaks. So I'll be watching Love is Blind in my free time. We'll be recording like the very little bit of free time I have left. But from like the 28th onwards, I'm just like, it's days off for a few days. I get to relax, quote unquote, sort of relax. Mm-hmm. So this is my birthday. I'll be a little bit relaxed. I'm trying to do as much work as I can in advance so I can just relax from like the 29th to like the 2nd and just do nothing.
Yes.
But that's the goal. That's the hope. I just say, you know, I love listening to music, so I listen to some new music. Maybe I listen to Taylor Swift's album this weekend while I'm, you know, commuting from place to place and see how I feel about it. I will come back with a review next week.
Yes, come back. Let us know. Because I so did not know she had a new album up, and I'm not going to listen to it anyway. Sorry, y'all Swifties.
Listen, I'm not a Swiftie. I'm just going to listen to it because it's new. That's it.
Yeah. That's the only reason you need, honestly. Well, if that's it for you, that's it for me. Signing off, I'm Lex. She's Jen. We are the Blatchlorettes. Thanks for listening, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, God. How do I?
Sorry. Stop. Press the stop button.